You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Back here in California, Governor Jerry Brown has called for a 25% reduction in California's urban water use. But even as the drought drags on, approaching its fifth year, some residents still aren't taking water conservation all that seriously. Enter the drought police. Abby Fentress-Swanson reports.
Just north of Los Angeles, Burbank is using several approaches to convince its 105,000 residents to curb water use. Kapil Kulkarni works for Burbank Water and Power.
That's through a combination of the letters, the home water reports, the drought patrol, and just overall marketing information, you know, banners throughout the city and ads.
Burbank began its water savings efforts in 2009, but Kulkarni says the city really ramped things up this summer. Now it's got a drought patrol, new software that detects leaks within an hour, and it's irrigating landscaped areas with recycled water.
What we're going to do now is we're going to do a drought patrol for the city of Burbank.
Jack Corbett leads the drought patrol. Usually he's teaching sixth graders how to save water and managing the utilities rebate programs for windows and air conditioning. On drought patrol, he's looking for leaks, broken water mains, and customers watering when they shouldn't. The patrol does random inspections and drives to blocks where people have complaints. At the end of a tree-lined residential street, we see water pooling on the sidewalk. It's coming from a lawn in front of a small bungalow where a hose is attached to an oscillating sprinkler head. A man sees us and darts inside.
So what this customer has done is he's attached that oscillating sprinkler head to that garden hose, turned it on a full blast, hoping that that garden hose now will get his whole front yard, side yard, and parkway. And it's accomplished that, but it's also accomplished watering down his whole front sidewalk and everything else as well.
Corbett says this is a no-no. The sprinkler is not only wasting water on the sidewalk and street. If the man had been holding it, the sprinkler would also have qualified as hand watering, and that's not allowed on a hot day like this. Corbett won't fine this customer, but he will send a letter.
So I was out of town, and so not really using any water, and I get this email.
That's Burbank resident Robert Einstein. In his office across town, he's talking about an email the utility sent saying his home had a leak.
I took it to heart. I got home, and I looked everywhere, and I found one sprinkler that I guess the gardener, when he was testing the sprinkler, didn't turn it off completely. And so it had a small but consistent leak, which must have been going on for days.
Burbank's new leak detection software is called WaterSmart. Analyzing data transmitted from home meters, the software looks for irregularities that can pinpoint exact locations where water is being wasted. Robin Gilthorpe is the company's CEO.
As many as 20 to 25% of homes have some sort of maybe temporary leak during the course of a year. And you know, that leak, so to speak, might be somebody left a faucet on. It may be somebody ran over the sprinkler with a mower or whatever it may be. But these things really add up.
With its drought patrol, new software, and water recycling program, Burbank has reduced its overall water use by 24%, which is in line with its state-mandated target. Beverly Hills has cut its water use by 20%, but has to get to 32% to meet the state mandate because it used too much water to start with. I'm Abby Fendress-Swanson for Marketplace.